y'all took them to y'all names really slow.
Did they ever say cut or bark or something like that?
No, most of them said they altered.
Did you ever take part in hog killing time?
Not too much. I couldn't stand that grease. It made me sick in my stomach. I couldn't cook lard. Now that's just one thing I couldn't do. It's just that grease I couldn't take.
Not too pleasant.
Not the grease. And I didn't, we just always had women that do that. And I hardly ever was around hogging much. Only I show them and tell them where to put everything and what to do. That's the least I have done it.
Didn't a lot of hogs have these stiff hairs on the back?
No, not that I remember. It's always easy to clean. We had a huge big pot. One of them, I reckon a 60-gallon pot. It was old slavery pot that we come by. I don't know how we come by it, and nothing, but where it's gone to. Don't know even know where it's at now. But we heat that thing, put fire on it, you know, and get that water just right. And it'd kill them hogs and just dip them in that pot. And we had blocks and tackles, you know, and cook it onto that hog and bring it out with that, so you wouldn't have to lift. And be three or four get hold of it in a few minutes, it'd have them cleaned. Wouldn't be no time having the hog cleaned.
So you didn't have any trouble with the bristles?
No, they had no trouble at all.
Is that what people call those things?
Yeah, hair. There's hairs on them.
Or did they ever say that word bristle?
No, I never hear it. Nothing but hairs. Scrape them. They're called scrape them. They'd be just pretty and white when they got through.
But they didn't call it bristle?
No, I don't think they always call them hairs. All I ever call them. I called them bristles, but I don't remember.
Did any of those hogs have these long teeth to them?
Uh-uh. They didn't have them.
We
didn't have them hogs with long teeth. All our hogs had a straight mouth and teeth all in the mouth. We had folding china hogs.
Have you ever seen any hogs like that?
I've seen them wild hogs with that. But I ain't never seen no same hog.
What do you call those things?
I call them tertius. But that's wild hogs. They like the kind of hogs that we eat.
You ever hear people around here call a wild hog a razorback?
Yeah, I've heard them call them razorbacks. And I think it's a hog that's never been tended to. It's a razorback. <Right. laughs> Told me we had nothing to eat.
I guess so. You were telling me that you called to your hogs when you feed them. Did you ever call to your chickens?
Yeah, I always call my chickens.
What'd you say to them?
Just call chickens. And they'd come flying to me.
Say chicken, chicken?
Yeah, chicken, chicken, come on. And I could step on them out in the yard or wherever they had them. They'd come to me all over the place. They didn't have to say three words to let me that. And we kept our chickens so fat that we couldn't hardly eat them.
Right.
But I didn't believe nothing being poor around me.
What about if your daddy, if your father wanted to get the cows to come up from the pasture, would he ever call to them?
Yeah, he'd call them. He'd say, "Sook cow, sook cow, I can hear now."